Northridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender-expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
can play a love song. Why, oh baby, take your hands off hater, off my baby's fader. Oh, when it comes to this song, you can't play it too long. Oh, to meet my maker, when I'm good and ready, won't stay too long. No, can't play it too long. No, no, can't play it all.
I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly.
It's my window.
When the rain hits my window, I take it. Me some, me and Timberland, ooh, we sang a dango. We so tight that you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get kinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my on the D-Lo. The keys to the Jeep. Vroom. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up the same. Old Missy, try to maintain. I can't stand the rain. I feel the wind. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10. Begins. I sit on heels like Lauren until the rain starts coming down pouring on the chair. I got my umbrella. My finger waves these days. They fall like chumpy. I break up with him before he dump. To have me, yes, you lucky, yes, you lucky.
It's my window. I can't stand it. It's my window. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Happy birthday to Missy Elliott, born July 1st, 1971, famously sampling that Ann Peebles track, I Can't Stand the Rain. There's The Rain, Supa Dupa Fly on Shiro's Radio. And another Shiro birthday to celebrate along with a new track that has an amazing sample. Rasheen Murphy turns 50 on July 5th, and we heard Fader from her upcoming new album, Hit Parade. That song sampling Sharon Jones and the Daft Kings. And with that, welcome to Shiro's Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you. As always, together we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. And this week, our featured interview is with Indigo D'Souza, who we welcome back to the show following the release of her third album, All of This Will End. Right now, sharing new music from an artist out of Stockholm, Sweden, newly signed to Sub Pop Records. From her debut EP, Foam, here's Water Baby with 911.
I could be your 911. Yeah. Call me when you need someone. I could be your 911. I could be your last lover, you could be my first. For you, I'd do the things that I said I'd never do. Find the weather and I'd share your sorrows. Yeah, I could be your last lover, baby, I've been nervous. I could get it right, or maybe I'll make it worse. I don't know if you can carry my sorrow. Heart's so heavy when you tell me I bet softly, I got your softly. Call me when you need someone, I could be your 911. Even when you lie, I believe you. One day we gon' die, we should have some fun. And if I had it all, I still need you. Shit, I think it's gonna rain, baby, let's go home. Pick up and need lunch. I'm by myself, but I wonder if you wanna do something. Maybe we could go somewhere. Maybe we could be some. Call me when you need someone. I could be your 911.
Look at, I can see everything. Baby's double Happy birthday to Amelia Meath of Sylvan Esso. She celebrates hers on July 2nd. That was Rooftop Dancing and newcomer Water Baby out of Stockholm, Sweden. We heard 911 from the debut EP called Foam. That's one to watch this year. My name is Carmel Holt, and next, we welcome back Indigo D'Souza to Shiro's for a conversation and look at her new album, All of This Will End. Stay with me.
Our friends at the Bellwether, a new independent live music venue in LA opening this July. The SoCal Sound is giving away tickets to see St. Paul and the Broken Bones November 9th. Current members can see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets and information at thebellwetherla.com. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the Bellwether, November 9th.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound is excited to present Simmel live in concert at the Belasco on August 18th. You can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary and tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. The SoCal Sound presents Simmel at the Belasco August 18th.
County, Los Angeles, Ventura County, San Diego. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. To hear singer, songwriter, keyboardist, visual artist, and co-founder of the band Group Love, Hannah Hooper, tell it, there was what she calls a Disney quality to their beginnings. And actually, it does come across like that. An indie rock fairy tale with cute little birds and a love story of two American kids, a visual artist and a musician, go to Greece on an artist retreat, literally start making beautiful music together, find more friends to join in, sprinkle the fairy dust, and Group Love was born. A self-titled EP is recorded and independently released in 2010, is quickly discovered, and a record deal and a full-length album, Never Trust a Happy Song, follows the next year and goes gold. In just a moment, Hannah will share this story with you, but suffice it to say, it was meant to be because Hannah, the visual artist in our fairy tale, and Christian Zucconi, the musician, are now happily married, are parents, and 14 years in, Group Love is a super successful band who have just released their sixth album, I Want It All Right Now. And while it does sound like a fairy tale, it's the hard work of being a mutually supportive team, band family, and partners that's at the center of it all. I'm thrilled to welcome Hannah Hooper of Group Love as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Hannah Hooper, welcome to Shiro's. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
My first question to you is, how often do you get to do Group Love interviews by yourself?
You know, not very often, actually. I do them most often with my husband. It's because we're kind of like I don't like to say leaders because we are a group, but we start a lot of the stuff, the songs and the artwork and stuff. So yeah, we do a lot of interviews together.
I imagine that that flows pretty easily. The two of you have been in partnership both musically and romantically for a long time, right?
Yeah. It's super special. And I know how rare our relationship is. And I know when I talk about it, some people are like, that's so annoying. But it is one area of my life I feel like I don't have to work on, which is really amazing.
That is amazing. Tell us your secret, please.
I know. I honestly think the secret is that we grow together. I am the friend that a lot of people open up to about their relationships, which I love being. But I find like normally a problem that starts happening is one person is going through a huge growth and the other person in the relationship isn't. And that's just totally normal. But it's about how to bring someone along with you if that's what you want.
And you're blessed also to be doing your jobs together, which I think in the world of being a musician could definitely cause some friction or some gaps in understanding. You know, obviously I've talked to tons of people who have partners, but most of the time somebody's leaving somebody at home.
Totally.
You know?
On the parenting level, it's amazing because neither of us could be more tired than the other. You know, I'm like, no, we played the same show last night. Like, you're getting up today, or I'm getting up, you know, or we're both getting up. But on the like experience level, it's wonderful too, because you understand what a bad show feels like and you understand what like a transcendental, cathartic show it feels like. And you get to share that. And there's no way to explain that. It's kind of out of body. So it's amazing to share that with him.
Well, congratulations on the new album. I should say that before we keep talking, I Want It All Right Now is the name of the sixth album. Maybe we should pause here and play a song. Where would you like to start today?
Ooh, I think we should start at the very beginning with All.
Tell us why it's at the very beginning and tell us about the song.
Well, it's the first song on the album, and this song, we sort of knew when Christian was doing his vocal take, this is the emotional state we started making this album in, which is just a sense of overwhelming fury, I think, where we wanted it all. We wanted to be the best parents, the best lovers, the best performers, and then also wanted all the material things and just this overwhelming sense of outside of us, we needed to get so many things and it's impossible. And so the album starts there and then we start to go inward and realize what we need.
Track one of I Want It All Right Now, Hannah Hooper of Group Love here with us on She Rose. I'm Carmel Holt. Now, I know that you are also a visual artist and the artwork for the album came from this song.
Yeah, it did.
You want to expand on that and tell us about where this concept came from?
Yeah, I really wanted to focus on the one song because I think it's sort of the gateway to the album. But when he was recording that, I was remembering just being a kid and being given all these Barbies. And I was an awkward, buck-toothed, redheaded little girl. I wasn't comfortable with myself at all. And I found like retreating to the world of play was really helpful for me. But Barbies gave me this, I don't know, I felt even more detached from loving myself. And I remember playing with Barbies and being like, if I could only look like this, then maybe I would have it all. Like maybe I would love everything about myself. And I always love going back to like how you were as a child, because I think it did sort of shape a lot about each one of us. So the painting is sort of taken from the idea of what Barbie might look like, which is funny because there's like a Barbie movie coming out, which I didn't know about. But the idea that like, so you visually have everything you want, but you're miserable, which I think is the topic a lot of people are talking about now, just like the idea of what you see on the internet isn't reality and things like that. So the painting is of a woman who's blonde and I guess beautiful, you know, by that standard. And when you really look at her, she's miserable. I was just like, what would it look like to be this beautiful Barbie and then really be looked at and you're just not fulfilled? And then I started thinking like, this would be a beautiful thing to be hanging in a gallery and you're surrounded by that paparazzi, which I think I'm familiar with, just looking at pop stars in their lowest moments surrounded by cameras.
When you take on a job like being a musician, you don't think about the gaze, you know, that you're going to be under. And before I even read the press sheet that was sent to me about the meaning of the cover, I looked at that and thought about you as the sole femme member of Group Love and how you're having such a unique experience. Like you're all working together in a beautiful way, as you just described your amazing partnership with your husband. But still, there's no way that they could step into your femme form and understand what doing your job is like.
Oh, I mean, it has been such a crazy journey for me because I wasn't even prepared to be in a band originally. The whole thing was, since I was a very little kid, was I'm going to be this solitary visual artist. And as life does, I met Christian, and I'm going to shorten that long story, but I brought him to an art residency with me in Greece right after we met, because I just had this crazy out-of-body thing where I just knew we were somehow supposed to be together, at least at this point in my life. And I was painting at this residency, and so he was writing songs, and I started just like humming along from another room, and we just started connecting musically, and in a way I'd never thought I was going to. And he's like, whoa, you sing? And we started singing together very privately. And as we started meeting other guys in Greece and the band formed there, which is like a Disney story in and of itself, you know, we put together this thing that became an EP, and then we got discovered. And I had never really been on stage before. So our band blew up very quickly, and I was not ready to be looked at. Like, I have never even looked at myself like that. So to see photos, to see people staring at me, I was, you know, I couldn't even really understand what I was feeling, but I would get off stage and cry, and other people would get off stage and celebrate. And this happened for years. Like, I thought it was like discomfort with, I mean, I'm sure there were many levels, just stepping into my power has taken a long, like just understanding, like, you know, being unique and being myself, whatever that looks like, is the thing that people are looking for. They're not looking for someone else up there. But for me to understand that took a while. It really did.
So when you were having that experience of getting off stage, and thank you for sharing that, by the way, getting off stage and crying and the rest of your band celebrating, how did you communicate what you were going through with your bandmates, with your friends,
you know, backstage? It honestly was pretty personal, because I think I didn't, until later on, understand what I was dealing with. I put a lot of it on just like, oh, I just didn't feel like my vocals. I was always talking about like my vocals. And really what I realized was it was like myself. It was like I wasn't ready for myself to be just looked at that way. And I remember I was so particular. I mean, I still am about what I wear on stage, because I like things to move and I like to feel comfortable and I like it to be original and all blah, blah, blah. But I really wanted to cover myself. And I was noticing I was putting on like MC Hammer pants over long sleeve shirts. And it's a crazy transition, because I don't know really when it happened, but then I discovered the cat suit. And this was this moment of power for me on stage, where I was like, this is me. And now of any place in the world, on stage is actually where I feel the most in my body now, which is crazy. Just like the way I move and like head banging and crawling around, I do things that I'm like, who is this? This is amazing. But to get there, I don't know. It just took a lot of like trusting that who I am is enough.
That's amazing. And it's great that you have the safety of your partner there and this band as well, because I think without that safety, that journey could even take longer or just feel a little bit more risky. Yeah. And it sounds like you have a very safe container to do that too.
Yeah, I mean, the guys surrounding me are so beautiful. And I honestly, I don't think I really let them know to an extent, because I have, you know, a certain level of I'm tough, I can do this, to an element of that in me. But also, I mean, I've learned this in therapy. You're really going through it alone, right? So I just needed them to do what they were doing, I think, by nature, which was just like, you're amazing. Like, every show has gotten better. Like, you're bringing it. That was so cool. Like, just complimenting me too, so that I could reach a point where I could hear them, you know, because I literally couldn't hear them at first, because I was just like in the space, which I was also doing as a painter, which I was like, this isn't there. I painted too much. I overdid it. But I was used to being critical privately. And so having that much attention on me, yeah, it was wild.
How much of that do you think has to do with your gender?
That's a good question. I think being around other artists, I'm realizing that it might be an artist thing. You know, there is a certain amount of self-criticism that goes along with growth, unfortunately, at least in the beginning. And then you understand that you can grow without deeply hating your work. Yeah. You can understand it's just part of the journey, you know? But I think we're in a new age right now for humans, for whatever shape and form you want to be, dress, associate with, love, all this. And it's so beautiful. And in the 90s, I felt like I was like, I want to be like Kate Moss, or I want to be like my brother. That was like it. I was like, genuinely, my best friend is my older brother. We're a year and 7 months apart. And I wore all his hand-me-downs. And like, I loved dressing in what at the time everyone's like, you're such a tomboy. You know what I mean? So I don't think I really started identifying myself as a woman in many ways until like my junior, senior year in high school, or starting to be like, oh, I have boobs. And like, do I want to show them? Is that who I am? Like, do I show that I have boobs?
Right.
What is sexy? Like, is it okay not to be desired in a certain way? You know, like, I don't know. I just like, I didn't think about it. I was just like, I like the skate community and I like big pants.
Yes. Hannah Hooper of Group Love is here with us on She Rose. The new Group Love album is called I Want It All Right Now. Before we get into another song, I wanted to ask you, what does it look like writing the music together with Christian? Or is it just song by song? It changes process each time. Who's writing the lyrics? What's the decision making about who's singing lead vocals? Talk to us a little bit about that shared responsibility.
So, yeah, it's definitely different song by song. And it's funny, my mom's a journalist and she's always like, how do you write a song? And I'm just like, there's no method to the madness. But, you know, whoever's singing, that's who wrote it. And I love that about our band.
In context of what we're talking about here, does any one of those songs come to mind?
We could get Malachi over with, because I honestly felt like when I got that song out of me, I felt like I let go of something that was like plugging up my chest. There are many things that contribute to that song. There's the pandemic. We canceled a world tour. I felt really trapped. I realized I really didn't like Los Angeles. We'd moved there when we were really young and we had a kid there and we were still there. And, you know, sort of a place we recovered from tour and then left again. And to be there, I just was like, I think I need seasons. The city's too expensive. So there was just like a lot of that. And then simultaneously, we were learning that our daughter had a lot of sensory needs. And I was just noticing that her development was different, just the way she was behaving was different, her interaction with other kids was different. And then we were all in a house together with no outside help and like community. And it's just so funny the way you find your greatest teachers in life, because my daughter has become my greatest teacher. But I had to go through such a journey to be like we were talking about earlier, like, whoever you are is beautiful. However you are is beautiful. There's no right way to be. And so she has just taught me how to kind of reframe the world. And now she has sensory needs, which sort of means like the world is loud for her and it's more difficult for her to process things than the way I do. She takes her time to go through things. And it's honestly very beautiful. But I was so caught up in pain and worry and fear and all these things that I was like missing her. I realized I was like, okay, I need to figure out what to do with this. And Christian and I are now on the board of the biggest nonprofit organization for sensory needs in the world called Culture City. And they were just like starting this conversation, like, how big is the word inclusion? What does that really mean? For people with invisible disabilities, that means we need to set up spaces everywhere where they can go and sort of regulate themselves. And so we've been doing it with the NBA at every major concert. It's starting to happen in restaurants. Anyway, it's this beautiful thing that's come out on the other side, but Malachi was written before that.
Malachi off the new Group Love album, I Want It All Right Now, their sixth studio release. Hannah Hooper is here with us on She Rose. I'm Carmel Holt. What a story about that song. Not to give you that like very generic question, like, so what's it like to be a mom and a musician?
Yeah.
But what is it like for you? What kinds of things have you come up against and pushed your way through that you feel are unique to being a mother and a musician?
I mean, first of all, being an artist is all consuming. I mean, it is. And so being a mother is also all consuming. And there's many beautiful things that's happened with being a mother, but I feel like I know when to go into the studio, if this makes sense, or when I know when I need to write now, and I don't just do it all the time. So there's something really sacred about that time by myself or that time with the band that I didn't really need to honor in a certain way, or I didn't like. My time now is very special to me, and my time with Willa is very special to me. Yeah, my time in general, I'm just much more aware of, like, now that we're back, we're in Atlanta now, the seasons, you know, my daughter getting older, like she's 7, that's insane. No one knows this, but I'm also getting older, continually dyeing my hair. But yeah, it's just kind of woken me up to that life actually is passing in this beautiful way. Like before I had Willa, I just felt like I had so much time and I'm aware of time in a different way. And I'm so much more appreciative of it and like respectful of this thing that's out of my control.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Was it Gillian Welch, Time the Revelator? What a revelator. What a revelation it is to age, and what a blessing too. We're all still here. We were talking earlier about the beautiful support system that you have with your band, that you're the only femme member, you're leading the band with your husband. How is it for you when you connect with women outside of group love that are doing the same job as you are? Is there something that you get from that that fills a certain need that you have that you don't get within your band?
Oh my God. I mean, first of all, I love women. I just am drawn to women. The women in the audience, what like Christian will notice, we'll be grocery shopping and I'll just like find a way to talk to a woman in the grocery store. Cause I'm just like, I am definitely surrounded by men and I love everyone in our band and our crew. And we've had some amazing women come in and out of our crew and I would love more. We just got a female engineer, but I have to say, I miss women. I don't see enough of you guys. But I have friends who don't tour as much as us that are female singers and they have other women in the band. And I have to say, there's definitely a little jealousy there, like the female clique. I do sometimes feel like I'm outside of the clique.
So yeah, so you do crave that. And man, you hit the nail when you said, may there be more. I told you about the Shiro's magic wand. Most days when I ask that question, what would you change if you could change anything? It's often, can we get more women on crews? Can we get more women in the studio settings?
Yeah.
So hard to find femme producers, engineers, mix engineers, crew people. We just need more women, more queer folks.
I 100% agree. And I also just with you talking about that and thinking about every time I've recorded an album, I have had that moment where I'm like, I wonder how I would be delivering this differently with that feminine energy, you know, with that queer energy, with just a different energy, you know what I mean? In the room, because it does affect everything. Everyone has a place that affects the music, the show, the vibe.
Totally.
And I do think the industry is like slowly changing. This amazing woman, Laureen, and it's embarrassing, I don't know her last name, but she is our second female monitor engineer, but she might be someone that would be interesting to have on the podcast because she is actually transforming the way women hear on stage because she realized that women hear differently than men. So when I've constantly having these shows where I'm like, it didn't sound that good. And the guy doing our in-ears will be like, oh no. And everyone in the band, all the guys will be like, that was the best sounding show ever. And I'm always wondering, I'm like, and she's like, wow, actually, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, but like women hear more high end than men. Men hear more low end. And it's like, duh, obviously, actually it makes complete sense. So she's designing the first in-ear ever designed for female hearing. Yeah, like, and she's going to do our in-ears. And she's fascinating. But she also spoke to me on the phone where she's like, I have worked my ass off for 16 years to get to where I am in the industry and to be respected for what I do. You know, she's had some horror stories. Like, yeah, and I'm like, our team is not like that. We are like a family. And like, there's so much love and respect there. And yes, we are women, but we are also people. And I think that going into that, I have a whole outlook that's like, I come into a room how I want to be treated. I don't come with my history of how I've been treated. And that's a hard thing to work towards. But I like to start from where I'm at. You know what I mean? I don't like to bring in the backpack and like pour out the stones and be like, it's been a rough ride. Let me tell you why. I just come in and I'm like, I know what I deserve. I know how I like to feel. I'm going to set that tone. And if it's reciprocated, I'm going to stay. And if it's not, I'm going to probably say why and leave.
So you do speak up in the moment if it doesn't feel right.
Yeah. And if it doesn't feel comfortable to speak up, I will follow it up with an email or I will leave. I will not stay feeling uncomfortable. You know, there's no need. And I want anyone who feels uncomfortable, especially in a music situation. Like, we are artists. We are already very sensitive. We are vibe tellers. We know a vibe. Like, get out. You're there to make work or helping someone make art. And if there's a reason you don't feel safe, comfortable, heard, like speak up if it seems appropriate, or speak up 20 minutes after you leave, inform people. Because sometimes, you know, there are egos, and I have to say there are artists that don't know they're treating people in a certain way. They're caught up in the moment of creation, and there can be sharp moments of like putting you down or not listening to you, and that can be misconstrued, I guess. You can misinterpret it. It's always good to just put your words to it and be heard.
That is such good advice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's scary, but it's scary to grow. And it's like, who wants to be the victim? I don't. It's interesting because I'm in a band with very sensitive men. And it's good to see that side too, because I think oftentimes like we all collectively don't speak up, you know?
Right.
And I think we also forget that sometimes people can be complete because they have a home life, or they're broke, or they've just found some horrible news out, you know? And so I always try to give the benefit of the doubt. I get so trippy sometimes. I'm just like, the energy in this room feels really off. Like, we're here as creative people. We need to put on a show, or we need to record this. Like, how can we reset this? Like, what's going on?
And just, that's a great way of handling
it. And you can make it like a collective problem, you know?
Yeah.
When you obviously know it's like the guy in the right corner who's like making everyone feel weird. But I think right. It's just, there's ways to address it. And I know, yes, I am a singer in the band. That's a different position. It's different than when you are, I don't know, setting up monitors for a band. You know, you work at the club or whatever. But in music, we are all needed for the show to go on. If you're not cool with your lighting guy, you have no lights. You're literally in the dark. You know what I mean? Right. Everyone's role is so important to the show. And so to approach it that way is important.
Hannah Hooper of Group Love on She Rose. I'm Carmel Holt. All right, let's do the She Rose magic wand. So, Hannah Hooper of yes. Group Love, I'm going to give you the She Rose magic wand. And this magic wand gives you the power to change anything in music spaces for women and genderqueer folks.
Wow.
The list might be long. You might have like a bunch of things that you would want to change, but like top of mind,
I mean,
what would you change?
I think off the bat, I was thinking requirement, a third to a half of your team should be female or queer. I mean, for me, it would be incredible. There are so many people trying to get into this world that are so talented, and I'm here for it. Required amount of people per tour.
There's a quota.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to change things, we might need a quota until things are normalized.
Totally.
You know, it's been so awesome to spend time with you, Hannah. And before we go, why don't you choose one more track to take us out with today?
I'm going to take you out with Cream. This is a song about just fully surrendering to pleasure.
With thanks once again to Hannah Hooper of Group Love. Thanks for being with us on She Rose.
Thank you.
Many thanks once again to Hannah Hooper for being with us. The brand new Group Love album, I Want It All Right Now, is out now on Glassnote Records. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Aaron Wolf of Radio Milwaukee, when She Rose Radio continues.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. It's the first birthday that we mark for Christine McVie without her here, as she passed away of a stroke back in November. She would have been 80 on Wednesday, July 12th. Here she is with Fleetwood Mac.
I'm not a psycho. I'm just trying to get laid. I'm a rock and roll disciple in a video game. Turn down the treble, drop the bass. Respect to your guru, namaste. Yeah.
From Jenny Lewis, that's Psychos off her brand new album, Joy, Y'all, and celebrating what would have been Christy McVie's 80th birthday, July 12th, with that classic off Rumors. I'm Carmel Holt, and each week I love to close the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow radio Shiro from one of our affiliates. This week, it's music director and host at Radio Milwaukee, Aaron Wolf.
Hey, y'all. I'm super stoked to be here for Shiro's this week. I want to share the new old single from the Breeders called Go Man Go. This song is an outtake from 1993's Last Splash, and that album is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Last Splash has been one of my most listened to albums of all time. I love its humor, its pretty moments, its rockin' moments, and those twin sister harmonies. A few years back, I got the chance to interview one of the Deal sisters, Kelly, as she was touring for her band, Our Ring, and she couldn't have been more fun, enthusiastic, and genuinely nice. Here's the Breeders, Go Man Go.
At parade rest, the fathers will be driving home.
Man, go, 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 go
The Breeders and Go Man Go, a guest DJ pick from our Radio Shiro this week, Aaron Wolf of Radio Milwaukee. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. For more on Shiro's Radio, visit shirosradio.com, download and subscribe to the podcast featuring our Shiro's interviews on the Talkhouse Podcast Network, available everywhere. And keep in touch. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at Shiro's Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Stay away, rain or shine.